Democratic candidate for State Representative Jennifer Migliori and State Representative Donald Wong are vying for election on November 8th, next Tuesday, to represent the 9th Essex District, including precincts in Saugus, Wakefield, and Lynn. Our format tonight allows the candidates to make opening and closing statements and to answer 12 questions selected by Daily Item reporters and by our readers. The candidates have agreed to answer each question asked of them in 3.5 minutes with a 1-minute rebuttal provided for the other candidate. I'd ask you please to shut off cell phones. I will serve as timekeeper, and I ask our audience please to refrain from applause during the forum, except for now when we welcome our candidates. Our first opening statement will be delivered by Ms. Migliori.
Thank you, Thor. Over a year ago, I announced my campaign for state representative, and it has been the best decision I have ever made in my life. I have knocked on over 10,000 doors, meeting new people, hearing their concerns, listening to their stories. Our district deserves a stronger voice for state representative. Our district deserves somebody who understands our problems and who has the passion and the energy to deliver real results. When I worked for Congressman Seth Moulton, I resolved over 800 cases, and people wanted to hear, have their problems be heard. We need a state representative who will do more, who will fight for our fair share of state aid, who will fight to make sure, tooth and nail, that we get every dollar that we deserve.
Thank you. Mr. Wong, Representative Wong.
Good evening. My name is Donald Wong, and I have traveled a long road to prepare myself to be your state representative. In preparation, the previous debate, my opponent mentioned that her experience playing softball and being an intern and staffer as her total experience for this position. I, however, have worked in a restaurant business for nearly half a century. I began my career in government by serving as a town meeting member and a chairman of the Board of Selectmen. When I decided to run for state representative, I turned all my duties to my brothers at the Kowloon so that I might give my full attention to my duties. As your state representative for 6 years, I have served the people of Lynn, Saugus, and Wakefield. I have delivered results, more money each year in Chapter 70, funding for public education, upgrading in our school building, public safety equipment.
I'm representative.
Well, yeah.
Our first question is to Representative Wong. What have you done to help keep Partners Healthcare from closing Union Hospital?
I was the first elected official to go and talk to the Attorney General. Two years ago, Partners announced the intention of closing Union Hospital in Lynn and the North, consolidate with the North Shore Medical Center in Salem. I was the first elected official to go to the Attorney General and ask how we could save Union Hospital. I immediately began working with the local state officials to find a solution. Closing this hospital would have a terrible effect on over 90,000 people in Lynn, including many low-income and seniors. I would like the governor to persuade whether the Union Hospital building could be used for a VA hospital with a public emergency room for the area. If this comes to be, veterans would not have to travel all the way to Jamaica Plain for service and care. Closing Union Hospital would be a terrible thing for Lynn and all the nearby communities.
Thank you. Ms. Migliori, 1 minute rebuttal.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Certainly. What have you done to help keep Partners Healthcare from closing Union Hospital?
Thank you, Thor. So interesting that in his opening statement, again, Representative Wong chooses to attack me. I'm proud that I was a college athlete at Wellesley College, graduating with honors, and also delivering a championship for my team. But with respect to Representative Wong's answer, if he is such a fierce advocate for Union Hospital, then why wasn't he even quoted in the Lynn Items article when Partners announced its decision that it was going to be closed? I only saw a quotation from Senator McGee and Representative Dan Cahill and Representative Brendan Creighton. He wasn't even quoted in the article in the Lynn Item when the state announced its plan to close it. I worked to try to save Union Hospital. When I worked for Congressman Moulton, I attended Save Union Hospital meetings, and I traveled to the State House and worked with Senator McGee, Dan Cahill, and Brendan Creighton, all who have endorsed me. So I will continue to do and try to save Union Hospital as much as I can, but we need a stronger advocate.
Thank you. Question directed to Ms. Migliori. What is your position on ballot question 4, legalizing marijuana?
Representative Wong and I were both asked this question in the last debate. At this point in time, I am against legalizing recreational marijuana. I do not think that the legislation as it is currently written benefits us. I think it actually benefits the marijuana companies. And I think there's not really enough protections for our children against edibles. We're really trying to protect our children. So I am no on question 4, as Representative Wong also is.
Representative Wong, 1 minute.
I support a no vote that would make no changes in the current law relating to marijuana. We have finally reduced the tobacco industry's hold on our youth. Why would we want to create a commercial marijuana industry? The health and safety of our citizens, both young and old, would be at risk. We are fighting the opiate epidemic and a growing heroin overdose problem. The horrible effect of drugs used in our generation is both alarming and sad. The argument that taxes on marijuana would generate millions of an annual fee for the state and local government is not a bargain when considering the cost of regulations, enforcement, public health and safety, and substance abuse treatment.
Question for Representative Wong. Do you have second thoughts about your support for the previous Board of Selectmen during the town recall vote?
Excuse me. Okay. I support all local officials in town. I have always accepted the will of the voters. We must look forward and work together on the important issues that affect our district. The recall was over a year and a half ago, and we need to move on. My opponent is looking backwards, but I have always been open to working with local officials no matter who is in office. I have an open line between my office and the town manager. I am always available to discuss issues with the town administration and Board of Selectmen. The past is something you cannot change, but the future is within our reach. My responsibility as a state representative have been and will be my first priority. My perfect voting record is a proof of that. I will do in all my power to advance the cause of public safety, public education, and the infrastructure. I will work for all men, women, children, veterans, seniors, and families in making a better quality of life. The town of Saugus is best when it works together and look to a positive future. I have had 6 of the 7 selectmen in Wakefield endorse me. So has the mayor of Lynn. Thank you.
One minute, Ms. Migliori.
Thank you so much. This is a large reason why I am running for state representative, because we need a state representative who is focused on issues on Beacon Hill instead of Saugus politics. When I worked for Congressman Seth Moulton, he often used to refer to me as the Saugus Girl, and he was so proud of the fact that I was so proud of my hometown community. And the mayor of Salem one day said to me, "Oh, you're the Saugus Girl. I'm so sorry." This was at the place when the recall was happening, and Donald Wong was heavily involved in the recall. He hosted fundraisers at the Kowloons to support the former board. And if you are so supportive of them now that they are elected, why didn't you attend the inauguration when they were sworn in? Clearly, there is a divide between the current Board of Selectmen and Representative Wong, which is why they support me now. I am proud to represent the future of Saugus, and my future is
Time,
a
please.
Better vision.
Ms. Migliori, your literature says it is a lifelong dream of yours to serve the people of the district. If so, why haven't you served on town meeting or any appointed or volunteer town board?
Thank you so much, Thor. I attended Wellesley College, and it was a great experience for me. In the last debate, Representative Wong chose to attack me for leaving the district to get a great education in Wellesley College. When I graduated, I could have gone anywhere and worked for anybody, but I decided to come home to serve my district because my district needed a stronger voice. I worked for Representative Moulton, I started his constituent services program, and I got extensive experience helping veterans get their VA benefits, helping seniors get their Medicare, their medications covered by Medicare, helping families get their IRS tax returns. I have extensive federal government experience, and I realized in Congressman Moulton, a new leader on, you know, in our Congress, that we need a new generation of leadership. Enough is enough with status quo politicians. The State House didn't even have Wi-Fi until 2015. We need new blood, new energy, and a stronger voice. So I am proud of what I did for Congressman Moulton, and that has prepared me to be your next state representative, and a state representative who is full-time, and a state representative who has a plan to fix our crumbling infrastructure, to deliver more state aid, to build stronger schools, and to protect our environment against multi-billion dollar corporations in our community. So I am definitely prepared to take the job on day one. That's why I've knocked on over 10,000 doors listening to your concerns, and that's why over the course of the last 6 weeks, I have announced my plans to help women and families, to announce my plans to help and fix and secure our environment, and really to be a stronger voice on Beacon Hill, because enough is enough with status quo politicians. If you're satisfied with the status quo, I encourage you to cast your ballot for Representative Wong. But if you're fed up and you want a voice for change that will move us all forward together, then I encourage you to cast your ballot for me, because I am the best equipped candidate, and I will bring energy and tenacity and a fierce, bold leadership to fight for our fair share. Thank you, Thor.
Representative Wong, 1 minute.
Okay. Before I became state rep, I did one term as town meeting and two terms as your chairman of the selectmen. But way before I even got into government, I was working with the community. I worked with nonprofit like Saugus Business Partnership. And I was also a chairman of Adopt a School, where I got businesses to work with schools on things that they couldn't provide for themselves. I worked with the Little League. I worked with all the nonprofit in the community. I also worked with the schools. And that's one thing that I'm very proud of. By working with the schools, with nothing in mind, just the schools and the students, that's what we want. I live here for 40 years. I have a business for over 60 years. I can't express how much I love Saugus and the people in it.
Time, sir. Representative Wong, the Walnut Street Route 1 exit has a documented high accident rate. What have you done to help reduce it?
So on Route 1, we have done quite a few things. One of the main things I've done on Route 1 on my first term as state rep that no one else could do but tried, was to change the water and sewage line on Route 1 so that they wouldn't make water breaks in the winter and tie up traffic. We are also looking at the Walnut Street exit and all the exits on Route 1, and we have plans to widen it. We have money, and right now we're looking that in the near future we'll be doing it. But we have to look at everything. We are work with the state and federal. And by widening it, we would also have to look at land takeovers. And that's what we're doing now, talking to some of the landowners on the exits and hopefully get some federal money to help us with that.
Ms. Migliori.
Just to go back to the previous response by Representative Wong, let's talk about your experience when you served on the Board of Selectmen and was the chairman. You voted to extend a contract of a town manager that stole millions of dollars from our town. Some experience, huh? And if you're such an advocate for education, then why did you vote against fully funding the Department of K-12 Education this past year? Roll call number 113. And if you have such a great relationship with Governor Baker, Donald Wong, then why haven't you been able to make any infrastructure investments on Route 1, including the Copeland Circle project and the Walnut Street Bridge? I have been endorsed by Senator Tom McGee and the rest of the Lynn delegation, and I will be a fierce advocate to demand our fair share, because enough is enough.
Note the restriction, please, on applause. Ms. Migliori, what did you do specifically to help town residents during your tenure working for Congressman Moulton?
Thank you, Thor. I want to talk about my experience because that's been a word thrown around a lot in this campaign. And the people of the 9th Essex District have told me that experience matters to them. They want a representative that will be responsive and definitive on the issues facing the 9th. They want somebody that cares about their issues and concerns. In other words, when they call their state representative, they want a call back. They deserve to have their issues be as important to their state rep as it is to them. As I have shared many times before, as the first district representative for Congressman Moulton, I was the first employee in January, the only one. I set up the phones and the internet and dealt with that horrible winter. And in 18 months working for Congressman Moulton, I led and built his constituent services program using database technology. Every single one of the 800 cases that was closed under my tenure was recorded and documented to ensure that each issue was identified, monitored, and followed up and resolved on. For example, I was contacted by a Vietnam veteran who ran into VA bureaucracy trying to get a surgery that would allow him full mobility. I was able to cut through the red tape, and he was able to obtain his surgery within 12 weeks. I will forever value the kind note of thanks he sent to me. I can also tell of a senior citizen who needed to go from a generic prescription to a doctor-prescribed name brand. Medicare refused to cover the added cost. This was a Saugus resident. After over a dozen phone calls to Medicare, I was finally able to have it cover the cost for her. 30% of my constituent cases, the bulk of them, dealt with tax return fraud that was affecting a disproportionate number of seniors and hardworking families. My connection with the IRS and taxpayer advocacy services allowed each and every one of those cases to be resolved within weeks. I wouldn't give up on these people, and I would not give up on the issues that matter to the people of the Ninth. That's the type of experience and commitment I offer.
Thank you, Representative Wong.
One of the things that I'm proud of is this year with the Home Act, I have an amendment that was in there with the Veterans Relief Fund. And that's on your real estate tax and excise tax, where you can donate money to the veterans in your district. It happened in Wakefield in 2015. It was passed in January, and then in the winter of 2015, there was a veteran whose heating burner went on him, and that money paid for it. Not only that, is I have brought $50,000 for Narcan for Saugus and Wakefield, $30,000 for the Belmonte Tennis Court, $100,000 for the Lake Quinnipiac Lakes, $60,000 for after-school robotics and enrichments, $30,000 for computer upgrade in the police station, $50,000 for the safety building.
Representative Wong, do you support Governor Baker's stance on ballot question 2, expanding charter schools?
I support a no vote that would make no change in the current charter school laws. Over 130 school committees across the state oppose the expansion of private-run charter schools. The expansion of charter schools create an unfair two-level system of education. We need to support schools that serve all children. According to the Mass Department of Education, this year, charter schools will take more than $400 million away from our public schools. Charter schools are not accountable to the local taxpayers who fund them, or to the local elected school committee for oversight. Why not invest the money that would go to additional charter schools to improve our public schools?
Ms. Migliori.
Thank you, Thor. Just to go back with some of the figures that Representative Wong said earlier, Donald, 30,000 here, 20,000 here. It was difficult for me to do the quick math, but it was about $1 million or so dollars. Saugus produces over $20 million just in sales tax every year from Route 1. We're sending about $40 to $50 million in taxes every year. So I'm not satisfied with the $1 million that you brought back in local aid, and I would fight for the $167 million that is currently appropriated for the Copeland Circle projects and the hundreds of millions of dollars we need to rebuild and repair our schools. But really, to get back to the question here, we need to do better. With everything that's happening right now, we need a stronger voice. I'm sick and tired of getting shortchanged, and all of you should be too.
Time, please. Ms. Migliori, do you support your party's nominee for president, and why?
I do support my party's nominee for president, but in all honesty, this election, this presidential election, has been pathetic. It's been nasty, it's been mudslinging, and it gives me more motivation to concentrate on the 9th Essex District. And that's why day in and day out, I go and I knock on doors, and I listen to people, and I have plans to try to address our concerns. So I do support my party's nominee for president, but this election has given me more motivation to work even harder because we need a newer generation of leadership to bring positive energy at the local, state, and federal level of government. And with regards to question 2, if you're so adamantly opposed to question 2, Representative Wong, then why are you allowing Governor Baker to come to Wakefield tomorrow and parade on your behalf?
Representative Wong.
Okay. First, can you repeat the question? Because I would like to answer the question.
Certainly. 1 minute.
Thank you.
Do you support your party's nominee for president, and why?
Okay. Right now, this year is a difficult year. I look at our country, our great country that we have, and these are the only two people that we have running for president. It's a shame. It's a shame for our country that we don't have a better person. Now, going back to what she said about Copeland Circle, Copeland Circle is right now, they're doing tests with the environment study in a nearby marshland before they work on it. And, you know, we have to look at the environment. We can't just start and build and make things change. We need to really study before we put a project together. It's just like studying for a test. You don't just take the test. You have to study it.
Thank you.
Would you like me to? Up to you, sir. If you want me to say anything, well.
Representative Wong, explain how you differ from your opponent on working with Wilibrator to ensure its economic contribution to Saugus into the future.
First, I would like to address my own misstatement regarding Wilibrator Ash Landfill. During the last debate, in my eager to respond to the question, I incorrectly identified a piece of legislation which I did not co-sponsor but supported. My office has taken numerous steps to ensure that the health and safety of our residents come first, including an ongoing discussion with the United States Environment Protection Agency. My position on Wilibrator is that we need to begin to understand the health effect of any expansion before it happens. The Massachusetts Department of Health has recently released a report indicating that there are no adverse health effects directly from Wilibrator, but other reports in the past have shown mixed results. By involving the local, state, and now the federal government in the process, we will finally be better able to ensure the safety of the ash landfill expansion. Wilibrator has to be responsible to protect the environment, produce clean energy, and a safely dispose of the region's solid waste. We must be in compliance with all local, state, and federal agencies, and that's why I contact the U.S. federal agency to look at it, in which case, whatever they come out with, I will abide by.
Thank you. Ms. Migliori.
Donald, if you contacted the EPA as you said you did, which is something that I did do when I worked for Congressman Moulton and served as a liaison to the Environmental Protection Agency, you would have realized that landfills are overseen by the state, something that is within your purview. So please exactly tell me why you didn't write a letter to MEPA asking to investigate the potential health risks. I was just with a wonderful woman named Cassie who lives in East Saugus, and she's starting her own small business. She's starting this business to create eyelashes because many of her members of her family are dying of cancer, and she wants to provide them with a little bit of dignity before they pass. Beautiful eyelashes. There are so many suspicions going on right now with Wilibrator, and we need to do more to protect the health and the safety of the residents of the 9th Essex District, and especially the residents of East Saugus.
Let's stick on this topic a little more, please. Ms. Migliori, do you view Wilibrator as a major economic contributor to Saugus?
The ash landfill is actually not a major economic contributor to Saugus because they pay less than $100,000 in taxes, and it is a very large piece of area, that landfill. So no, with regards to closing the ash landfill, I do not see $100,000 as making or breaking the Saugus town budget, which is upwards of $30 million. And I would like to rezone that area for better commercial tax interest. Right now, Wheelabrator is getting away with murder, both figuratively and literally. And the $1,000 iPads they throw to Waybright here and there is not enough. I want to protect the health and the safety of the residents of the 9th Essex District. Why is it Saugus that collects the trash of 28 communities? I was with Senator Jamie Eldridge this past weekend. He endorsed me. He's the representative of Acton. He, like me, would like to see the closure of the Wheelabrator Ash landfill. He doesn't feel it's right that his wealthy suburb community in Acton is sending their trash to a blue-collar community like Saugus. We deserve better, and I plan to be a stronger voice, and I would have co-sponsored Rep. Rosalie Vincent's bill to prevent the expansion of the landfill. So, no. And first of all, the health and the safety of my residents are more important than the economy. If you don't have people that are alive, then you don't have people working. Health and safety is above everything. And I think everybody in this room would agree that your health is more important than your job. So thank you so much for that question. We need to do everything we can to protect our residents. It's uncanny that the miscarriage rate in Saugus is 15%. It's uncanny that the rates of cancer are 3 times higher than the state average. We need to do more, and we deserve the same protections as every other single community in our Commonwealth. Why is it Saugus that has the only unlined ash landfill? Explain to me that. I would have done more, and I commend Representative Rosalie Vincent, and I thank her for her service to our town.
Representative Wong.
Can you please repeat it again? Thank you.
Do you view Wheelabrator as a major economic contributor to Saugus?
I really think that lives really matter. The health and benefit of our community is most important. Before we look at everything, we should look at the whole picture. We should look at GE also just gave money because they were polluting part of the vicinity. We should also look at how the route of the airport and the airplanes are coming. Some of the other towns are looking at what the fumes from the airplanes are doing. Of course, I also look at Wheelabrator. We have to look at and prove that they are doing something wrong. When the state says that, I'll be 100% behind it, and I will ask for it to not have the landfill.
Thank you. Representative Wong, as a Republican legislator who is also a member of the Democratic-dominated Lynn delegation and state legislature, do you feel you've been effective in getting Saugus its share of state money?
Yes, I do. I'm in Saugus. I represent Saugus, Wakefield, and Lynn, but I'm also on the Ways and Means, which is the most powerful committee at the State House, and we do help with the delegation of bills and money. And again, would like to say that we all have to work together, no matter who gets the credit. As a matter of fact, I co-sponsor over 90 bills with my fellow legislator. And again, I'll repeat that I did get $50,000 for Narcan for Saugus and Wakefield. That was not a bill. $30,000 for Belmonte Tennis Court. That was not a bill. Again, $100,000 for Lake Quinnipiac. For the lights, that was not a bill. $60,000 for after-school robotic and enrichment classes, that was not a bill. $30,000 for computer upgrades for the Saugus Police Station, that was not a bill. $50,000 for public safety, that was not a bill. $25,000 for public safety building in Wakefield, that was not a bill. You know, it's not just about bills, it's about how you work with your fellow reps and senators. And it's not always bills, it's amendments and attachments that you put in so that you can get the best for your community. And being there for 6 years, I have built a network with both Democrats and Republicans. And this is where we have to go. We have to forget about party line. I work with the governor. I work with the speaker, Bob DeLeo. I work with Brian Dempsey, head of the Ways and Means. You know, if it wasn't for working together, we wouldn't get anything. You know, the state rep before me, what did he get? I myself am proud to say that I have done more than the rep that was before me for 9 years. We're here to work for our community. I don't care what party you belong in. It's about our people and the residents of Saugus, Lynn, and Wakefield. We have to put party line aside and work together. That's the only way we're going to do it. You know, when you're drowning in water and someone puts out their hand, do you say, are you a Democrat or Republican before I take the hand? You're there because they're there to help you. And I am here to help Saugus, Lynn, and Wakefield, and all of Massachusetts. And by working with our governor and our Speaker of the House and the chairman of Ways and Means, that's how we're going to get it. And that's the first thing I did when I went to the State House. I made friends with everyone. I didn't say what party are you from. Because once you make friends, then when you go to make business and deals, it goes hand in hand. It's a solid base. And that's what we have to do.
Ms. Migliore.
Can you repeat the question for me?
Sure. As a Republican legislator who is also a member of the Democrat-dominated Lynn delegation and state legislature, do you feel you have been effective in getting Saugus its share of state tax dollars?
Thank you, Thor. So I think what Representative Wong articulated to you and what his press release articulated a few days after the Wakefield debate is that if you're satisfied with the current state aid Saugus, Wakefield, and Lynn is receiving, then by all means, cast your ballot for Representative Wong. But when I knock on doors, I hear every day people say, why does Burlington have X? Why does Marblehead have X? Why does Winthrop have X? Why does Wellesley have X? Why is every major city and community in our Commonwealth building new schools, beautifying their highways, protecting their natural resources? I don't see that happening here in the 9th Essex District. A pure example is Wheelabrator. A pure example is Route 1. A pure example is the fact that Saugus High School is deteriorating and is about to fall down.
Time. Our final question to Ms. Migliore. If elected, you will be a freshman legislator. How will you hit the ground running to effectively represent Saugus given your lack of experience in elected office?
Absolutely. I plan to hit the ground running on day one. And that's why I've been the hardest working state representative, knocking on over 10,000 doors. Yes, I am 25 years old, and I am proud of the experience that I have. I have graduated from Wellesley College. I played college softball. I started the office for a freshman congressman. And yes, we did pass a bill within our first 6 months. And we started the lead team. And we solved over 800 constituent cases. So I worked for a freshman, and we got an incredible amount of work done. Congressman Moulton is somebody I truly admire. And I truly admire my fellow staffers who are in the back and the work that they do every day. So don't tell me that being a freshman is a negative thing. I view it as a positive thing. It was a freshman state representative out in Worcester who got Wi-Fi into the State House just last year. We need new blood and new energy and new ideas to really get to work. If I'm elected as your next state representative, I want to have office hours every week. I want to have pay and negotiation salaries for women, because we need a stronger voice on Beacon Hill for women, especially considering that there are less than 20% of women that are elected. We need a stronger voice to fix our crumbling infrastructure, and we need a stronger voice to make our district whole again. Why is it that if I'm your next state representative, I would only represent 8 out of 10 precincts in Saugus? Why not the whole community? Why would I only represent half of Wakefield and 2 precincts in Lynn? It simply doesn't make sense. The status quo must go, and I will bring new energy, passion, commitment, a sense of urgency, and I will run down any brick wall that will try to stop me. So I will be prepared on day one, and I am ready to hit the ground running, because enough is enough. We deserve our fair share. We deserve the same protections as every other city and community. And yes, I am a Democrat. And yes, the Speaker of the House is a Democrat. And yes, the entire Lynn delegation is Democratic. So I am glad to have been endorsed by all of them. And I am glad to have Joe Kennedy coming to Saugus tomorrow, because I will be better equipped to work with federal stakeholders, local stakeholders, and especially our school committee, our town manager. Simply put, Representative Wong does not have the relationships that I have, and I will be a better, more effective state representative. I wouldn't be running if I thought that Donald was doing a good job, but I'm running to bring new energy and passion to fix our crumbling infrastructure, improve our schools, and protect our most precious natural resources. So thank you for the question, Thor, but I am ready on day one.
Representative Wong.
First, I would like to say that talking about Union Hospital, I was the first elected official to go after the Attorney General to look at Union Hospital. The congressman didn't come in till way after it was started. And during my time in office, we have secured tens of millions of dollars in funding of the Belmonte School and the Galvin School, which is a brand new middle school in Wakefield. I secured $30,000 again for the first robotic training, $30,000 again for early childhood enrichment. At the state level, I supported the governor's Commonwealth Community Compact program that provides college students a degree for no more than $25,000. Locally, I cheered an adopt-a-school program through the Saugus Business Education Collaborate that connects business and schools to supplement their unfunded needs.
Time, sir. We've come to the close of our forum. Each candidate, beginning with Representative Wong, will have 2 minutes for closing remarks. When you're ready, sir.
You have a choice in this election. In making that choice, please consider my opponent's background. My opponent now resides in Saugus, but for 8 years, she was away at private school. While she was in college, I was advocating for bills to improve public education, public safety, and their infrastructure. My opponent has worked for less than a year as a government staffer. I have served my community in town government for 6 years, and my district in state government for 6 years. My opponent has no experience in any budget other than her own. I pay taxes, and I balance personal, business, and government budgets. My opponent's youth and inexperience should concern you. I have a track record of proven leadership, legislative accomplishment, and fiscal responsibility. I have a 100% voting record at the State House. I am a 3-term member of the powerful Joint Ways and Means Committee. I cross party lines for best result. As a son, husband, father, grandfather, I know the challenges of this generation. My opponent boasts that she lives in Saugus for 24 years. I lived and worked in Saugus for over 40, and the family business for over 60. Clearly, my opponent has spent more time attacking my record than reading it. The truth is, I voted to support maintenance funding for our departments, boards, and commission, as well as the fiscal year 2017 state budget. This budget supplies critical dollars for public education, public safety, and the infrastructure projects in Saugus, Wakefield, and Lynn. While my opponent has no record to speak of, my record is impressive. Voters deserve facts, not fiction. My goal tonight is to tell voters the fact that I have always, unlike my opponent, I am running to do a job and not to get a job. Thank you.
Ms. Migliori.
Thank you, Thor. I am running to get things done, to be an effective state representative, and to improve the quality of life for every person and every family in my district. If I thought Donald was effective, I wouldn't be running. But I look at my district, and I know in my heart that we can do better. My new vision for the 9th Essex District includes better transportation and infrastructure. By starting and finishing the Copeland Circle project, the Walnut Street overpass, the Belden Bly Bridge, and repaving Linfield Street, I want to see the beautification and revitalization of Route 1 with good-paying, family-sustaining jobs. In my vision, I see better schools, with all-day free kindergarten and expanded pre-kindergarten, and new high schools for Saugus and Wakefield and a new middle school in Lynn. And in my vision, I see a better quality of life by advocating for the Rails to Trails project in Wakefield, protecting Breakheart Reservation, Ling Woods, and Lake Quanapowoc, and finally, fighting against the proposed expansion for the Wheelabrator Ash landfill, so to preserve and protect our Saugus River watershed. We have a lot of work to do, and that's why I'm running for you. This seat belongs to the people of the 9th Essex District, and we no longer can be satisfied with a status quo politician who in his last 2 minutes chooses to attack me. Donald is overextended, juggling his business and his duties as state rep, and as a result, our district has suffered. I will be a fierce, bold, full-time state representative who proactively fights for the people of the 9th. For all these reasons, I am respectfully asking for your vote on Tuesday, November 8th.
On behalf of the Daily Item and itemlive.com, I thank our candidates for their participation in tonight's forum, and I would like to thank town officials for making the auditorium available. If you have not voted, please remember to cast your ballot on Tuesday, November 8th. Good night.